Boker Tov, good morning, everyone. Continuing in Simen Reish Hey, a similar halacha, sort of a repeat, which we saw in Simen Reish Beis, the laws of fruits. These halachas are very similar, the laws of vegetables. So in Sif Gimel, the Mechaber tells us, Im Sachtan, if a person were to squeeze juice out of a fruit, the halacha is Eino Mevarech Al Osa Mashkim Al Shahakol. The juice that comes out of fruit, that even if you squeeze the juice out of a fruit, the halacha is that juice gets downgraded to the bracha of shahakol. Which again, the Mishnah Berurah just contrasts that to the halacha which we saw yesterday. It is somewhat ironic where the halacha is if you take a vegetable and you were to boil it in water. So we saw under certain circumstances the bracha on that water would be borei pri hadama, but the juice that you actually squeeze out of a vegetable that's a shahakol. Mishnah Berurah says is there's a difference. The water that's boiled in an actual vegetable retains more of the flavor. So you would make a shahakol a hadam on that, but the juice of a fruit is indeed a shahakol. And that indeed is the normative halacha. And Sif Dal and Mechaber tells us another very important halacha, which we discuss in a lot more length when it came to fruit, but it's the same exact halacha with a vegetable. Chadchan l'chatichos ketanos, if you chop up a vegetable into small pieces, lo nishtanes berchasam ibn kach. Just because you have a vegetable in small pieces, the halacha is it's still a vegetable. So if you take carrots and you chop them into small pieces, the halacha is you still make a hadama. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out, as long as kivin shenikar adayin, tarasan vitzurasan vimiksas. This halacha, of course, is provided that you can still recognize its shape and its tar and its image. We saw the basic geder, the basic rule is if you can, with your visual leaf, you can still recognize that it's still small pieces of carrots, so then it's still a hadama. But if it's at a point where it's so mashed, or it's so, let's say, pureed, or it's chopped so thinly that you can no longer recognize, you can't tell what the original vegetable is, and the texture of that ground up vegetable is such that by your taste, you can't clearly identify what it is, not so much by the flavor, but by the texture. So then in that scenario, it gets downgraded again to a shahakol. So we saw there are certain exceptions. So for example, classically, Yehuda brought this up yesterday, what's the story with mashed potatoes? Mashed potatoes, the pieces have been ground so finely, you can't visually tell that it's still from a potato, the texture of a potato, again, not the flavor, the texture of a potato is very unique. The halacha is mashed potatoes are indeed still a hadama. However, if you were to, let's say, mash celery, the halacha is it would be a shahakol. If you have a more classic example, if you were to grind, let's say, corn into corn flour and then reconstitute that corn flour into something else, for example, tortilla chips, corn chips, the halacha is the bracha on those things are shahakol because, again, you lost two things. A, you don't have tsurasan, the taron, you can't see it, you can't tell each tiny little piece of corn, as well as its texture is not unique. And therefore, in those situations, the halacha is it gets downgraded, and indeed, the halacha on ground corn products, particularly, let's say, a lot of cereals, like breakfast cereals, a lot of corn chips, things like that, the halacha is it gets downgraded, and indeed, the bracha is a shahakol. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.